One, two, three, make it!
You're listening to the Bad Slant Podcast. Here are your hosts, Asian John, Just Jack, and the Iceman.
I'd rather use that logo than like the AI version of ICE as the logo because
oh god,
what the literal fuck was that all about?
It just happened overnight.
It really did.
It
fucking wildfire.
Yeah, it's every account that you follow. All of a sudden, if you're not inundated over the weekend, your friends were starting to just post a lot of AI. Created images of themselves.
A lot of uber attractive versions of your friends that don't actually exist.
Right. You know, it's the Lensa?
Yeah, Lensa.
Lensa AI, app.
There was a couple of different apps, but that's the one that caught steam.
Yeah, that's the one that just caught fire. Yeah.
Caught fire.
The Iceman here got caught up in that and all of a sudden just posted.
It had to fucking happen on TikTok. That's the only way.
Actually, no. I saw it on Instagram before TikTok. And then now it's on TikTok. So
shocker.
Because it's like you create it first and then you have to create a TikTok out of it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But yeah, they ended up making it a TikTok trend after people were posting on Instagram. So this is one of the few things that came from Instagram before TikTok.
But, yeah, but it's how it used to be,
by the way.
So there's this AI tool called DALL-E. That
DALL-E or DALL-E?
Maybe DALL-E. Maybe we're all saying it wrong.
Sponsored by Pitbull.
So
Mr. Worldwide.
So that's been this tool that's you've seen in the industry that people are like talking about. And you with that tool, what you could do is you'd be like, show me a picture of a dog playing poker wearing a Redskins hat. And it'll somehow
language.
Figure it out. It'll somehow figure it out and make this photo. And you're like, oh, that, and it looks pretty damn good. And but it was on a limited trial thing, and not everyone had access to it. So I was always intrigued that this thing actually worked because all the influencers that had access to it, they were coming up with a whole bunch of random sayings, and they would generate these images that would look amazing. When I saw Lensa, I was like, oh, crap. It's the first time it's accessible by normal people. Like, I didn't have to try to sign up for exclusive access to this tool. Like, you can do stuff. But when you download Lensa, they tell you that it only works on portraits. There's very strict ways on how that thing works. And then I was like, oh, okay, I get it. It just generates pictures of yourself. Like, I thought it was just a bunch of filters. But I was like, yeah, I'm curious enough because of DALL-E. I was like, I want to see what it does. And they make you shit. If I can remember, I believe you have to select 10 photos of yourself and you upload it to their system. And it takes about, I think when I submitted it, it said the turnaround time was about like, something like 110 minutes, something like that. It took some time.
Almost 2 hours.
Yeah. So you kind of just set and forget it. You submit it, and then
Ron Popeil.
And it's so right now Lensa is doing a free trial. So a lot of these people that you see, including myself, I signed up on a free trial, so you're not paying. I think after the free trial is $50 a year.
Okay. It's not bad.
But still, you know, again, for something that, how often are you going to create these magic avatars or whatever? You know, you never. So I don't want to pay the annual fee. So I'm just using it for the free trial. And then to generate your avatars, then you have to pay a fee. And during the free trial week, they're giving you a discount. So you can, you know, create your avatars for about $4 or $5. That's what everyone's doing. So they're making so much bank right now, man. Yep. It's just the amount of people that's caught on.
So many filters. I can't get. No.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, you, so you upload like 10 photos of yourself, you know, and then from there it's does its magic and it creates their version of AI avatars in different themes.
You think they have like a Precious Moments avatar filter? Precious Moment.
Precious Moment. So somewhere like sci-fi, somewhere like anime, somewhere like they call it stylistic, trendy. There's like different categories of different avatars they give you, but in all, I was impressed with what this tool can do. Some of the artsy ones are actually really impressive. Like it looks pretty good. I mean, I wouldn't want a painting of myself in my house, but for people who would. It actually looks pretty damn good.
Look, man, Christmas is around the corner. Yeah. You don't have to be so transparent.
Well, I think the Lensa app just tapped into people wanting to see themselves in a different light. So you get to show that off, right? Yeah. Like, so that's why people started... That's why it caught fire. So that's why it's just like the biggest thing in the last like 6 days.
Like, yeah. What if I was hot? Like, is the question.
Pretty much.
And millions of people asked them.
And like way younger too.
Yeah, you're like younger. Yeah. It's in a different light. You see yourself. This is what like if I what had you'd want to look like. So yeah, I mean that's really what they tapped into.
Yeah.
I'm kind of worried about the source material of it. Like where
they've stolen your face.
Yeah, that they've taken your image, yes. Right? And so they have it. So they say that it'll just be deleted, right? But you know, who knows?
It's in the fine print.
Yeah, it's in, yeah.
Yeah, I think they have rights to your submitted photos.
Right.
The artistic style of how they're creating these avatars are pulled from source images that you know some people are. Kind of upset about, like,
yeah.
They're like, that's my...
Well, because it's an open source technology. It's Stable Diffusion from what I read. So it's open source. So these companies, it's not just Lensa, it's other applications that are pulling from this data source that has basically crawled the internet looking at these images, and they pulled these images, like these AI-generated images from, or not even AI-generated, from artists' renditions. But they're not, the artists themselves are not getting this recognition. So you have, on top of what Lensa is doing, it kind of sucks for the artists, especially if they've created something that looks like this and now they're not getting any credit because it's now basically they've crawled the internet. They've all they do is just like grab the URLs of these images.
Yeah,
and it's just like what the fuck. So they have a database of this shit and then create all these images on top of that. And so now there's this gray area. Do we give the credit to these artists? Because it's kind of like their thing. This is their style. And it kind of sucks.
It does.
So this is like a new frontier. This is like a new step toward like, I don't know, copywriting. Like, you know, and that's always been an issue with artists, especially with this before with the NFT boom, like all like, and then the crash, like all these artists were like, whoa. Like, what's to stop all these people from just saving my shit? Like, right clicking and copying and save. Like, it's, yeah. So it's like this next step in like, okay, the copyright issue. So,
and it's just, I mean, and it's so impressive. It's just like,
yeah.
The fact that it looks so good for so little money, it's going to put artists out of their jobs, you know?
Right.
Like, why do you need some of these, like commissioned artists like Boss Logic and people like that, if you could just upload a picture of Iron Man, use the power of AI, and it creates all these really badass like renditions. So it's like, I can see where artists are really getting offended and upset about this.
Of course.
Because it's like...
Their work has been pulled into this, you know, into the Stable Diffusion open source database. Yeah. So anybody, I mean, it's open source, so anybody can just grab that data set and just start working with it. That's what Lensa did. So they're on top of that and they're making money hand over fist of it. It's crazy.
I wanted to do, like, there's stipulations on what you can upload. Like, they just tell you, like, no nudes, no...
It has to
be your face. Like, that's what you're agreeing to.
Prove that's my dick.
Yeah.
I wanted to, like, if they allowed you to upload anything, I wanted to try to,
oh god.
If you upload, like, landscape or you uploaded objects, like, could it... like
humble brag.
What kind of stuff would
look at my dick.
Like what kind of stuff would it come up with? And you know, it's just like to play around with what this tool can do. But yeah, I can see the gray area where they don't want to start getting to that territory.
Oh, it's gray as fuck.
Because then you start uploading pictures of other companies' products and devices and the likeness of, you know, like celebrity faces and stuff instead of yours. Like I can see where people are going to start getting upset by this, but at the same time, it's like I'm impressed by the technology, but it's also like alarming of what you can do with this technology, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Ain't getting my face. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm not
you guys didn't get tempted to try it.
No.
Or my $4. Fuck that.
Remember before the I think maybe before or during the pandemic. No, before the pandemic, there was that app that made you look older.
Yeah.
Who, TikTok? What is it?
No, it was just some app.
The internet?
Like it was like the same thing. Upload your face, like upload pictures of your face, and then it would just like
make you
render.
Older.
Yeah, make you look older. And then I looked at it, I was like, what are they going to do with the picture of my face? And so after that, I just deleted everything. I was just like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Not like they have that image on their hard drives?
Somewhere in the cloud, on a hard drive.
It lives?
On a disk somewhere.
Your face lives.
It does live.
Yeah.
But that's where...
They're stealing our faces right now. What the fuck are you talking about?
I think that's where the world is going. I don't think it's
meant... Face stealing.
I don't think it's meant to be used in this face way, off. But AI is a real thing, man. Like, I think they're using AI...
We've known that since 1992. Hello.
Yeah. But...
Judgment Day?
No.
Skynet.
Thank you.
But they're using AI for like a lot of things now. I think even like Disney, I think they're using AI to make people look younger in movies and stuff.
The de-aging thing.
Yeah, the de-aging thing.
I like that better than the one that makes you older. Like what the fuck? Why would you want
deepfakes? That's all AI.
Oh my god.
Okay, that's no good.
Yeah, there's a lot of deepfakes going on. Like all that stuff that's been trending on with Steph Curry hitting those like full court shots.
You see that shit?
That's all AI.
Everybody was like, wow, he's the best shooter in the world. And then they do the side-by-side where he was doing the behind.
Yeah.
He's completely missing. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Of course he's missing. He's still the greatest shooter ever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he did say he made two of those.
He did.
Yeah.
He did say he made. But he said, I'm flattered that everybody thought I actually hit those shots.
Thank God he's honest. What the fuck, man? I hate the internet.
But it's just like...
Isn't it like that LeBron commercial? Where he was throwing it from like three quarters of the court?
You're talking about the Michael Vick commercial where he threw the ball out of the stadium?
Oh, that one. That's the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
That was fake as shit. Right,
but some people.
Well, Powerade. That's exactly what it was. Powerade.
LeBron did have one where it was like LeBron, all the LeBrons, like of the different eras together. Like he did one with like a young LeBron.
Yeah, like the LeBron that's the grandma, and then LeBron that's enrolled in prep school. Yeah, I get it. I got a whole shoe collection that will speak to that. Yeah, for sure.
But you know, it's like AI, whether we like it or not, it's part of the future. It's they're going to use it, but it's just how they use it. But It's being used everywhere right now, and I think that the YouTuber MKBHD Marquez, there's a AI.
I think ICE just threw a gang sign or something. I don't.
there's an AI tool that writes content. So he actually posted something where he had AI write his YouTube script for supporting iOS devices and Android devices.
iOS.
And the fact that, like, I read it, and I was like, that's impressive that AI wrote these two things. And it.
Well, there's the new AI. They say it will put Google out of business. Like, it's a chat GPT where basically you ask it questions, and it's very intuitive and it's very intelligent. Like, it will put Google out of business, but, like, a lot of professors are worried that like their take-home tests,
they're just
gonna ask it, and because it's smart enough to be able to answer these questions. It's not like if you get into like the weeds of like more complex like questions, it gets a little. But it can also like defend like positions like in terms of like arguments and debates. So it's ChatGPT, I think.
take-home tests can't exist these days anymore, man. Like, back in the day...
What are you talking about?
What are you, what,
there's no way.
The pandemic? You don't remember that shit?
Bro, that's college now. Dude, yeah.
The
fuck?
Back in the day, like, when we had take-home tests, they just like, we know you're lazy ass, ain't gonna drag your ass to, like, the library to look up, like, the answers to a lot of these things. But now it's like, the fact that you have Google, take-home tests is like nothing, man. You can get...
I can't believe... When we were in college, Google was just like getting spun up.
It's infancy.
We were still like going to the fucking library to go to get books and shit.
God, I had to buy Cliff Notes. That was like kind of like
who the fuck is Cliff?
That was like my Google, like for any like these English classes where I had to write reports and stuff. Yeah, that's Cliff Notes was the way to go. But
of course,
yeah, now you have Google. Google does everything.
The Google machine.
Yeah, and now if you could just have AI complete your test for you,
that's the problem. It even does like coding. Like if you have a problem, like hey, my code doesn't work, can you fix it?
It'll write your essay. Yeah. Like I like if you have a 300-word essay, yeah, it'll
just
do it.
It'll just do it for you. And it'll be like intuitive and it'll be like eloquent, just kind of like finagle the words just so that in your writing style. Yeah,
dumb it down a little
bit. Yeah, yeah. I already know how I would do it. I already figured it out. I'm like, let's dumb this down.
Fucking spoiler alert. Goddamn.
Yeah.
You ever cheat on an essay in college?
Define cheat. On an essay?
Yeah, you ever pay? So, like, you pay.
You mean actually pay for someone else?
Yeah.
Actually? No. Okay. No. No.
No. No. Okay. Haven't done that.
Okay.
There's other ways to cheat, though.
Well, yeah, you plagiarize the shit out of it. Like,
look, I can copy and paste with the best of them, but as far as margins, actually, just stretch that
just
bitch
stretch
out.
Stretch that, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I ever had to write a page or a report more than, I don't know, like a few dozen pages or a dozen pages.
A dozen?
Yeah. I feel like that might have been like where I...
The max, really?
Yeah, honestly.
Wow.
I was in business school.
Me too. Like I think the most I had to write probably like 7 or 8 pages.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like we're in the same range.
Yeah, I guess so. But I finagled the shit out of it.
Yeah,
I hate writing papers. It's just like just garbage.
You hate writing the summary for the show at the end of the night too. Trust me, I understand. I know.
I like busy, I like a rush to put out something.
I thank you for your efforts. It makes my job easier.
Yeah, well. Yeah. It's like him. He's just more like editing and like adding.
That's my sweet spot. My strength.
Yeah, and then me, you know, just like I gotta put something out.
It's like I gotta write something before I black out before the
pretty much. Night
ends. Man, we gotta finish up the show before everybody blacks out and the night ends. All right. Do you think Lensa has a website?
I have no idea.
Okay. You just blindly downloaded it and took Lensa at their word.
And gave them my money.
Honestly, that could be a good strategy. But whether or not Lensa has a website that's registered with a trusted domain, you can take your good ideas and register them on a website through our friends at GoDaddy, the world's largest and most trusted domain registrar that empowers people like you with creative ideas to succeed online. Buying a domain name is easy, and with GoDaddy's domain search tool and domain name generator tools, you can find the perfect website address for your business. But GoDaddy offers more than just a platform to build your website. GoDaddy offers everything you need to create an effective, memorable online presence. And if you already have one or more of their products, transferring your hosting domain or website to GoDaddy lets you consolidate your web presence with one provider so it's easier to manage. For our listeners, go to our page, badslant.com/support. Click on the GoDaddy banner today and find the perfect .com. Starting at just $4.99, get going with GoDaddy.
It's GoDaddy. GoDaddy.
Oh, boy. Man. That fucking lens thing went.
It went.
My God. Came.
And it's still happening.
It came and it stayed, and now
even with all the reports
now
that you know what they're doing with your, you know, they own the rights to this, they have your access to this and all that, people are still doing it.
Yeah,
I'm like, there. I thought it would slow down the amount of Lensa generated avatars I've seen on social media, but no, it keeps coming.
That's fine.
Yeah,
God bless them. I'll be honest, I could give a shit less about Lensa at this point. I just want to talk about Guardians 3, Beast Wars, Indiana Jones 5, and Jeanette Lee just fucking taking over the internet. How do you guys want to round this evening out? Should we just go through all the trailers that just happened to hit within the week of when they're going to debut in the cinemas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Jack couldn't have put it more eloquently. Guardians of the Galaxy 3, did you need any other incentive to watch this movie at this point in your lives?
No.
What is the release date actually for Guardians 3?
5/5/23.
Look at that.
Look
so they
at you.
So are they going are they leading off the next slate of no, I'm sorry. That's going to be Quantumania, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Quantumania.
Technically speaking. Yeah. So Ant-Man Quantumania is going to be the first salvo in the next phase of the MCU, and I can't believe we've gone through 90 fucking minutes and are only getting to this now. Guardians 3 will be following suit after Quantumania, and I'm sure they'll have the groundwork laid out for what is Phase 5 kind of kicked off in that film. Guardians 3 dropped their trailer this week, and I can't for the life of me understand why, because it's I kind of feel like it's Marvel overthinking, and that's been a lot of what has kind of plagued the franchise throughout Phase 4. This overthinking, obviously the pandemic had a lot to do with how they went about their business, but obviously they also had some different leadership at Disney. It's a weird set of circumstances, and it just didn't feel like they had their feet under them for the entirety of Phase 4, and that kind of, I felt like it bled into the decision to drop the trailer for Guardians 3, a movie that I think everybody was just going to go ahead and bank on watching, not like sight unseen, just fucking, we're going to go watch it, but
I think we say that with like every major
we say
movie.
That, but I'm saying like Guardians, like I didn't like Guardians 2. Guardians 1, like the legacy of Guardians 1 is enough for me to go watch whatever fucking movie that they will put out at this point. I watched that Guardians Holiday Special on Disney Plus.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
I'll withhold my judgment, but again, the brand is strong enough, I'll just fucking show up.
Yeah.
And it's beamed into my TV, and this will be eventually beamed into my TV at some point, but I will go watch Guardians 3 in the theaters. But they dropped the trailer in advance of the Avatar premiere, which is coming.
The Way of Water.
The Way of Water. Apparently getting rave reviews. So there's that. Jack, as far as Guardians 3 goes, were you glad to see the trailer drop last week, or is it you didn't need in your life?
I don't think I needed it. I just know there's a lot of
ISIS peeing.
Yeah, it's heavy into like their origin stories, and it's heavy into the Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, there's some definite hints as to some. It feels like we're gonna lose if we don't get another Guardians 3 movie or another movie after Guardians 3. I wouldn't be surprised. It feels like they're really like they're trying to put some stakes against this one, this last film, yeah, or this latest film, and they're going to make it. They're gonna ante up even higher by potentially whacking one of the characters.
Yeah, I think James Gunn mentioned or said in an interview that it's not the end of these characters in the MCU, it's just the end of this kind, like,
this all iteration.
The iteration of these characters together. So I'm expecting some heartbreak. I'm expecting a character to die.
I was already crying about halfway through the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer just kind of showed a lot. I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck's going on?
What part of...
he was hugging a fucking a mongoose, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? They're boys. I'm like, this is no good. And then he was like when...
Flashback to
when Rocket...
Baby Rocket.
Yeah, Baby Rocket. I'm like, he's getting pulled out of something. What is happening?
Out of a crate.
Yeah, I'm like, what is happening? He's like all like big, like puppy eyed and big eyed. I'm like, no, this is he's gonna die.
He looks like Puss in Boots. Like, yeah. Oh fuck, we're screwed. It's over now.
It's over.
I think they're going there they're going for the finality.
Yeah.
Sentiment.
And then there's a scene with Peter and Groot. Like we are Groot, and they're just shooting because they're surrounded. Doesn't look good. So.
Yeah. Someone's eating shit. How did that grab you, Ice? Did you now that you're relieved? how did you come out of that trailer? Just as far as where they go from here, because it kind of feels like it's like the definitive endpoint for this franchise. Because after this, James Gunn is off to DC. But I think they've kind of intimated like this is going to be the end. Like, did you?
obviously, I kind of feel like that's kind of written in stone already. But like, how did you feel just seeing all that kind of like blasted to you, like in your face in this trailer?
It's sad. I mean, it's it's a franchise that I didn't expect to like. I mean, I think I told you guys that at some point after we watched the first one, I thought it was going to be a crap movie, but I trust Marvel.
Speaking of what we were talking about earlier, like brunch and like having a good time or whatever. Like, do you remember like when we watched Guardians together?
First,
like we had you and I, me and you together. We had brunch at like a Mexican cantina, drank like 3 margaritas and watched this fucking thing and just could not be more over the moon.
It totally caught me off guard. And
I don't think I've had a better Saturday since. I swear to God.
It was one of the, like, Guardians set the tone for like this age of comic book movies that mixes action with comedy with the right soundtrack.
Dick jokes.
It was just so perfect, you know. And then every movie since then have tried to follow this recipe for success. And then I think some have hit it, some have totally missed.
Guardians 2.
Yeah, even Guardians 2. So, you know, it does make me a little sad that it's coming to an end. I think a lot of the... I think Drax himself said that this is it. Like, I think he's just like, let's be real. He's getting old. He can't keep...
You mean Dave Bautista?
Yeah.
Okay. He's Arlington like, County's own Dave Bautista?
He's just like, you know, let's be real. I can't keep
Wakefield
pulling
High
off...
School alumnus Dave Bautista?
I can't keep pulling off this character.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like, I'm he's done. He's a warrior. I'm done. And we know Gunn is leaving. And so it's just like, you know it's coming to an end. And you know, this
by the way, he may not be leaving for greener pastures. Have you heard what the fuck is going on at DC? Holy shit.
It's a mess.
Mother of God. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah. But you know, so I'm sad that it's coming to an end, but you know, you kind of get a sense that's where Marvel's heading. They're trying to make room for new storylines, new characters.
Also, they need to fucking figure out what the fuck they're doing
do
as
too,
well.
Man.
And I think they I don't even know if it was an official release this week. It was just kind of, might have been. I only saw it in Instagram posts, so really, how much credence can you lend to that? But I saw a purported quote from Kevin Feige saying that they were going to emphasize quality over quantity moving forward. So there's an opportunity for them to potentially like dial back
with their
like Phase 5 and 6 plans.
Yeah, that makes sense because
hopefully.
Because Blade has been put on the back burner because they couldn't find a writer.
Not twice, but thrice.
Yeah, so it sounds like they want to make sure that they come out strong with their offerings.
I hope they're listening because Phase 4...
it was a lot.
We've been through this, but it's been very much up and down.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that was...
Mostly down.
Maybe that's just because the time that we're in where it was during the pandemic and they're just trying to produce content. Maybe it's a reaction just... For that, but now that we're kind of easing out, like I do think that quality is important at this point because a lot of the characters that we've grown to love in the first few phases, like they're gone now. Like,
they're dead.
You know, like they're not going to be part of this new era. I mean, they may make cameos here and there, but they're gone. And, you know, some of the big movies that we talked about with, like, Black Panther and Doctor Strange, how those have been semi-flops to some degree. You know, it's like, let's not keep doing this. Like, let's figure it as this. Let's figure this thing out. So I'm...
Tomacon.
So it's like this group of characters, Guardians of the Galaxy, to see that they're also now fading out. It's like, oh, man, it's so sad because I you know, they're a fun group compared to everyone else. Like they're just you're expecting a lot of like just nonsense and humor and stuff.
Well, the trailer started that way.
Yeah,
that's funny, and then it went really heavy and then heavier. So now we have something to look forward to in May.
Yeah, kinda. Right. Yeah, but I mean overall,
I'm gonna hang on until May.
More trailers. No more trailers.
This will be
tapped out.
This will be the last Guardians feature film, but I'm sure we'll see some
more
of those characters.
Specials?
some of those characters will pop up like throughout like some of the six and stuff. I'm sure we'll see them again.
Sure. Secret Wars? Yeah. Fucking A. You need that raccoon to beat fucking Kang, the Conqueror?
if he's around.
Hey, fingers crossed. Yeah. There's that to look forward to. Are you looking forward to... Did we age out of Transformers before Beast Wars?
No, I watched it a bit.
Did you?
I felt like I was a little too old for that, but I watched it.
You caught like the tail end of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw the image, what they were doing, the side-by-side images of Optimus Prime.
I mean, that is a fool's errand.
Yeah, they were doing the side-by-side of like, you know, the new trailer with the old footage.
Yeah.
I was like, I remember that shit. That shit was crazy. Because it was like that, the new animation, that was like new. Like it was all 3D and shit. Yeah. I was like, oh, I remember that. Huh. And then I was like, okay, I didn't watch it that long. But okay, I can see why.
So now they're targeting a different demographic?
Sure.
It's not us anymore?
I want to say it's like just slightly younger than us.
Yeah.
Not demonstrably younger than us, but just young
Maybe
enough.
Maybe like a few years younger.
Yeah. Like 5 years.
Five. That was the number I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it's like because of the gap between the last Transformers movie to this trailer. I was like, I'm kind of excited for it. Yeah, we know it's going to be a bad movie.
Who's the director? Michael Bay?
It has to be, right?
He's got
to
be involved. I can't imagine he's the actual
director. Is he the EP? He's the executive producer.
It looks like it's his
He's
style.
Getting paid. Yeah. It looks good. When he transformed and the guy walked out of it, the good boy, he walked out and he put his bag on. I was like, oh, that's pretty dope.
You mean my boy,
Your
Anthony
boo.
Ramos.
Your boo.
My guy, boo Anthony thing. Ramos. Director for this. So one of the producers is Michael Bay,
Damn.
Obviously. But he's gonna get paid. He got in on the ground floor, the floor rather. Stephen Caple.
I don't know. It's fine.
The director. Fine. He directed Creed 2.
Okay.
I think it was his biggest film. That's the brain trust behind this relaunch of the franchise.
It looks good. I mean,
what's it called? Is this Beast Wars?
Rise of the Beast.
Rise of the Beast. There.
It should have just been Beast Wars, but fuck. Why not just hit the nail on the head? Just dance around this thing all day long and just wait for people to get disinterested.
Maybe they can't. Maybe it's a legal thing.
It's always fucking
Looks
legal.
I'm pretty sure Doyle and I were watched it.
Beast
pretty
Wars?
Sure. Yeah, pretty sure.
What was your biggest takeaway from the trailer? Like, just one thing, just really quick. There's one thing that stood out to me, but I'm just checking to see if you guys were on the same page.
No, I don't.
One thing. Was there anything that you took away, like this one major thing from this whole thing, besides a gorilla transformer?
That was the one thing.
Okay. I know. The three things that stood out to me.
One,
was
God damn it,
the gorilla, Prime. The Optimus Prime, seeing
Optimus
him.
Primal,
and then that scene that you're talking about where he just like
GQ-ish
walked out of the car as he transformed in the back.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
And Bumblebee was there.
Bumblebee
was there. No, you're both wrong. The one thing you need to take away from this whole thing is that they actually went around, they reanimated Optimus Prime's mouth, where he does not have a mouth any longer.
Why?
They just have the...
Oh, so now he just has a thing?
It's correct, I will say.
Yeah.
Did he have a mouth before?
Before, yeah, he did.
Like a real mouth?
He had lips
teeth. He had lips.
Why the fuck did Optimus Prime need lips and teeth? No,
so
they
he's
finally...
now back to the...
It's just the fucking front grill of his face is bouncing up and down as he talks. Wow.
Didn't he die like a few times?
Of course he did.
I mean, he went into space.
He was the last knight. Who the fuck knew why
he was the
last
knight with the sword? He was riding on the dinosaur. You remember that?
Yeah. Like, how is he still around?
In Shanghai?
Fucking stupid.
That was the...
Damn it. What a stupid movie franchise. I hate all of this. You know,
the first Transformers does not hold up.
It does not.
Really?
It is like two. It's like 2.5 hours of suck.
It is cartoonishly bad.
Yeah.
And I won't even like. I won't stick around to watch Megan Fox be hot for 2 hours.
It's bad.
I just can't.
It's not good.
That alone is not worth it.
She was pretty hot.
She's beautiful. She's gorgeous now. She's gorgeous then.
Is she still in it?
No,
right?
No, they
she's aged out of the demo.
No. She'll probably make a cameo.
There's
right?
no chance she knows what Beast Wars is at all.
There's no chance.
There's no Sam Witwicky. There's nothing.
No Witwicky?
Nothing.
The Witwickys? Where they?
Wahlberg?
Found?
Isn't he part of one of these?
He was part of the last one, right?
So he might be here.
Wait, are you Optimus Prime? Are you? You want to go back to Megatron? We'll do it. Swear to God.
They go back to Cybertron.
Cybertron.
There you go.
I was confused.
Megatron is the antagonist.
Yes. Yes. Couldn't get the rights, though. Say hi to your mother for me.
That's a big fat no, by the way.
Yeah, he's not.
That's
he's not
no Mark Wahlberg means no Jack at the theaters.
It's a whole new cast.
It's a whole new cast.
Damn.
Anthony Ramos. That's the new.
The new. His boot thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Anthony Ramos.
Is this a step down for him?
When you're talking about going from fucking... well, he's in the MCU now. He's going to be one of the principal characters in the Ironheart show.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, like, he's...
I thought they were focusing on quality, not quantity.
Look, everything's on the
After
table.
After that show.
Everything's
God
on the table.
Damn it.
Maybe that show gets shit canned. I don't know. But honestly, that guy is, like, usually the best thing in whatever he's in. I don't know if he's good enough to fucking power this franchise through, but we'll see. There's really no redeemable qualities about the franchise in the last, I don't know, two or three iterations that it's been available. I mean, do you remember the Bumblebee movie at all?
I didn't watch it.
I didn't see it.
You didn't you didn't want to stare at the beautiful Hailee Steinfeld for 2 hours?
I would have, but no.
That's what I'm saying.
He's like,
I'm
going to watch Hawkeye.
Quality over quantity. That's where the Iceman is at right now.
There was a period of time that there was too much Transformers.
Too much.
It was just, yeah. It was too back to back.
The last night.
I just felt
the
like
last night. The one before that was just like not good at all.
Was it the Rise of the Fallen?
I don't.
Revenge of the Fallen.
Revenge of the Fallen. Like they were hiding and like it was Optimus. Optimus hated all humans. I was like.
That was the Mark Wahlberg one.
Was that? That was
1,000%. Leonard Nimoy was the voice of the Fallen.
Yeah, he was.
Actually. Oh, man. That was his last role cinematically.
It was not good.
Oh, like, man.
And I love Mark Wahlberg, but it was not good.
I'm in Transformers. Did you know that?
It was no good. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they did pump out a lot of them, and they were all like 2.5 hours. Yeah. All of them. I saw the first one twice, and then in the middle of it, I was like, we should not have watched this again. But it was the theater was still packed.
I did walk out of the first one thinking it was the greatest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, back then, I was like, this is great. And then when I watched it, I was like, this is too long. Why are they...
It's really long when you're watching it on TNT.
Yeah, because they with all the commercials, it's like 3.5 hours.
Do you know how long fucking Infinity War is on fucking TNT?
4 hours.
Like, just go ahead and take a half day from work.
Well, they do that because they can put 4 hours in their time
slot. One movie.
Yeah, one movie with all the commercials.
My God.
No, it looks good. It'll probably be another 2.5 hours.
Slog.
It's just brutal. I don't even know who the antagonist is. Like, I don't know what threat is there. Like, something else from Cybertron? Who cares? God damn it.
They're teaming up with the Gorilla, right?
Yes, they're yes, they're, yes, yeah. Yes,
yes. Earth no longer safe from Cybertron.
God. I don't know. But it did look cool.
It looked great.
I think it was just, it's been some time. You know, it
decompressed. You decompress. You're like, I'm done with Transformers. Then they hit
He's
you with
ready to jump back
they,
in.
They hit you with that smooth move, and he just comes right out of the car. You're like,
okay.
Damn it, I'm in, bitch.
And then... Now that it's
they
been
do
some
the
time,
music and the shit, like fucking fireworks. Oh God!
Now that it's been some time since
Optimus comes out with a fucking sword, you be like, I'm out, I'm fucking out.
Since that last
He's
Ninja
Optimus
Turtle movie,
Prime.
Then when you see it, you're like, it looks pretty good. Okay.
The last Ninja Turtle movie was terrible.
It was a bad movie,
it was bad.
But then, like, when
it was not good.
When you're just desperate
was
for
that the
it,
one
you're
in Japan.
Like, no.
He's talking about the remake.
The second remake.
The
Michael Bay one.
Yeah, that was
that looks just like Transformers.
It was like Transformers Light.
Yeah, I think Shredder was a Transformer.
It was not good.
Hey, look, the only Shredder I want to like know about is one that's played by Kevin Nash.
Yeah, Super Shredder?
Yes. In Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze.
With Vanilla Ice.
Yes. Ninja. Ninja. Kino. Rap.
Keenan.
Ernie Reyes Jr.
He was so cool.
That's who you're thinking of.
Such a weird movie.
God, what a fantastic. So much better than fucking
Secret of the Ooze.
It's like their lair got so much bigger. Remember their
it was no longer dark. How about that? They added like fucking lights in here. Like it was completely different.
It was like somehow it became like 50 feet tall. Like it went from this little like they're in the sewer and now they're just like in this mansion.
Yeah, you know, it's like high ceilings.
How do you build a high rise underground? I don't fucking understand this.
They have a train that they're living in. What the fuck?
This architecture makes no sense.
That's
whatsoever.
Right, the train. I remember that.
It's like the train was never part of the storyline. Somehow.
Then they went back in time.
Exactly. Shogun days. Or what I like to call it, the good old days. Man, all right. Are we done?
Is there anything else?
Indiana Jones 5, Ice has no file.
Yeah, he has no file. It looked good.
The teaser trailer.
Have you seen
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull? Have you seen that one? No.
With Sam Witwicky.
I've seen that.
Wasn't he supposed to take over?
That was towards the end there, yes.
The kids say, he fumbled the bag. That didn't turn out very well.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. The story just took like a huge turn in the midst of it.
And then he jumped into a fucking refrigerator and the whole fucking thing went off the
rails. That was like really at the beginning of the movie.
I mean,
beginning of the movie. How did
it went off the rails right away then, didn't it?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. But like,
you can only save so much.
Further down the story, in the plot of the movie, it went like completely this way. And I was like, what the fuck?
It's problematic to say
that. It is. And then, you know, so hopefully they're able to get back to the first three movies, like the tone of the first three movies.
It seems like it from the trailer.
It does seem like it. And they de-aged him.
Yeah.
And then there was the scene where he was like, they de-aged him, and it looked like it came from The Last Crusade.
Mm. Yeah. If they're using that as a jumping off point,
that would be great.
God bless him. Like,
because the first one is like very good. Second one is what I grew the first like the first one I ever
the
saw.
Sentimental favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the third one is the best. I don't know why I put The Last Crusade in this pedestal. Yeah, yeah. I love
it's magical.
It is the best. And then Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Is so shitty. I cannot believe. Like, I mean, like it went like in its direction. My kids love it, and I was just like, "This is not good."
I was gonna say,
but they've seen them all, which you know,
shocking to say the least.
Yeah, they've seen them all, and the first one is like super violent, and very very scary.
Kill a bunch of Nazis, and like you know.
Yeah, but there's like faces melting and shit.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Even in the last.
You're breaking news to ice. Like, please don't ruin the movie for him.
Holy shit!
You know spoiler.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's okay.
No file.
I don't plan on watching it.
Really?
Why would you want to watch a good movie? This fucking
Raiders of the Lost Ark is pretty good. They're all good. The first three are great.
Yeah.
Watch that.
I've seen bits and pieces of one. I've seen two and three, and that's where I checked out.
First one is great. First one's great. Especially late.
Because the second one is where I started, I didn't even know the first one existed.
Us too. Sure.
I was like, there was another one?
Yeah, I felt like that's what...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when I went back and watched it, I was like, holy shit.
This is really racist.
Yeah, racist. It's pretty good.
I mean, God bless that kid for getting work, but God damn.
But I'm assuming this is the last, right?
I sincerely hope so. I think he's 80. Yeah. I think he's in his 80s.
Like
he's going to be like, what? Isn't he in the MCU?
He's going to be fucking... he's replacing William Hurt.
Yeah, he's going to be in the MCU.
He's going to be Thunderbolt Ross. And he's going to launch the... What is it? The Thunderbolts franchise? So take that for what it's worth.
There's rumors he's going to be the Red Hulk.
Yes.
He is?
Yes. That's what Thunderbolt Ross will be, the Red Hulk.
He becomes the Red
Hulk. He does the experiments on himself and he becomes Red Hulk.
Because he's obsessed.
Yeah.
But also, he hates like publicizing big franchise movies, so he's going to do the movie and then shit on the movie at the exact same time.
How can you do it?
It is fucking confounding how you can do that.
Yeah.
But if anybody could...
It's him.
It's Harrison Ford.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's the next thing?
Take that big-ass paycheck.
Jeanette Lee versus... I didn't see the trailer. Is there a trailer?
I kind of feel like we can just come back to that. We can come back to that.
That's fine.
It's coming out soon.
Okay.
Yeah. Just catch it. We'll talk about it after we watch it.
Yes.
Yeah.
watch the entire trailer or the or
the actual thing?
The actual
30
thing.
For 30.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Do we just want to touch on the DCU basically imploding upon itself for, I think, an impressive third time? how has one magnificent franchise, I say magnificent in air quotes, but how can one brand that's been so ballyhooed over the years just continue to collapse upon itself the way that the DCU has?
I don't know.
It is confounding. So if you're not initiated, and we are unfortunately initiated, the DCEU has it was the DCEU. Now it's the DCU, and they took strides to blow out the previous brain trust that introduced the Justice League with Henry Cavill as Superman, Ben Affleck as Batman, Jason Momoa as Aquaman, and Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. Like, you know, if you're going to build, like if you have a fantasy draft for, like, really attractive actors to build your franchise upon, like, those are, like, four really good top picks. And they did okay as far as, like, picking them. But as far as putting them in a position to succeed, they failed them tremendously. And part of that has to do with the leadership and the people creatively who were kind of pulling the strings and writing the stories and, you know, this, that, and the other. The thing collapsed at one point. They tried to resurrect it to a degree where they brought Aquaman back for a sequel, which is set to come out in 2023. Wonder Woman had a sequel that was straight to streaming because of the pandemic. And Ben Affleck is potentially returning as the Batman in The Flashpoint. And now we have the Man of Steel, Henry Cavill, coming back potentially as Superman. All of that has been essentially thrown asunder now on the news that was revealed today. Today, like in half an hour before the show went on the air and Ice and I were pouring our first drinks of the evening, it turns out Wonder Woman 3 has met its untimely demise. It is dead and gone before it even got a chance to see the light of day. It will not go into production. I'm guessing that's partially a business decision with their new brain trust at Warner Brothers.
They don't know where they're doing. They don't know what they're doing.
They don't know their asshole from a hole in the ground.
They don't know. Why would you bring in? I mean, why wouldn't you? But at the same time, maybe they want to just chart their own course. So they don't want. Sounds like they don't want anything to do with.
Where do you go from Landmark Mall?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah. Once you kind of like when the basis of Wonder Woman 2 is a defunct shopping mall in Alexandria, Virginia,
you know you've
stepped in the wrong direction. But I thought the person behind the role of Wonder Woman was actually good enough to carry a franchise. Just, you know, again, a lot of bad parts around her that singularly motivated. if she has a left hand, he's going to make her put it right in the air. Left hand up. Dream Woman. I don't know what we're talking about. So she's been cast asunder. You would think that she could survive anything that any changes that they have potentially underway for the DCU, but apparently that's not the case. So that sequel, nixed. But not just that. Everything that is remotely related to this previous regime and their failures is now potentially on the chopping block.
Bladum. I saw Bladum may not see the light of day. It's going to lose $100 million.
Oh, that is conservative. Have you watched that travesty yet?
Oh, did you? You saw it.
Of course.
Currently available on streaming.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, so there it is. So that movie is in the can. It's done. But, you know, they're posturing for sequels by, you know, after credit scenes, this, that, and the other, and just letting The Rock do whatever the fuck he wants to do on Instagram, because if you just follow him on Instagram, he will fucking convince you that this movie is runaway hit.
It's great.
Like, he's doing fucking press. He's, like, slapping babies and kissing children.
He's slapping babies.
He's doing
this. He's going to win an Oscar.
He's doing a whirlwind tour around the world, and it's all on the assumption that this film is a runaway hit, which I thought was the case, but evidently it is not. I think they're already in the red $200 million.
Wow.
And they need to make another $400 million to actually break even.
Wow.
So that's their current standing, and this movie is already on streaming. So the possibility of this happening is remote, if not impossible. So that movie, whatever they're posturing out of that franchise, gone. And then we have the news. What else? The films that are already in the can. The Flash, which I'll just read the story from Gizmodo. The Flash, in particular, already tricky because of the problems that were attached to the star. I forget the name of the
Ezra Miller.
Ezra Miller, who's a fucking battle axe. That movie is on the chopping block, even though it's already in the can. Blue Beetle is another movie that's already been completed. Yeah. And
I think that was like a end credit scene from Bladdum. Right?
I'm not gonna spoil anything for anybody.
Is that where that came from?
I don't know. He watched it. I'm on rumors and innuendo. I'm guessing.
Okay.
So even the movies that they have done, like, they're potentially in jeopardy of moving forward. So
Bladdum, like, Henry Cavill as Superman, they're like, that's now up in the air.
All of it.
All of it's up in the air.
And
this is a shit show. They don't like they need to get through this and then start fresh and they'll be fine.
And I think that's the plan.
I think that's what they want. They want to just like break away from this, get it over with.
They're gonna fuck this up even further because Jason Momoa, who is Aquaman, could potentially be cast as Lobo.
Who's that?
Do you remember the big scary 9-foot guy who's got the big white skin and like the stars around his eyes? I'll pull his picture up, but that the scuttlebutt is that's his one seed, and so he could potentially stay on board in the DCU even after they destroy and just murk Aquaman and then bring him back, basically looking the same but with white paint on his face.
Like Evans, right? Chris Evans.
I guess like that Fantastic Four had to die 1,000 deaths before he could come back.
Flame on.
Fuck, I still watch that movie, though.
It'd be funny if they somehow pull him back as the Human Torch.
Yeah.
And, like, now that we're in, like, the multiverse.
That would be a great
That would be sick.
I would love every so second sick. Of it.
He'd come out and be like, flame
just
on.
Just fuck everybody.
And then Captain America in our from our universe would be like, wait. And then it'd be like this. Like the Spider-Man, like the meme. Yeah. Like, wait, what?
I'm not from 616. Yeah. Whoa, shit, bro. I'm all in, yeah. But, yeah, it is shaping up to be... So you would think when they bring on James Gunn hot on the heels of Guardians 3 and all of the other horse shit that he's...
It's a ton of shit that he has to deal with, man.
But
this is too much.
He's going... They're going to, like, put their trust in him and let him try to steward
them. He has to take out the garbage. There's so much shit from the Zack Snyder universe, the Justice League. He has to just, like, scorch Earth.
They got to burn everything.
Burn it all.
But, I mean, are you going to tell me that you're not going to... You're going to relaunch DC Comics or the DCU without Superman, Batman?
No.
No, just do it in your own way. Yeah. They're going to have to do it completely fresh.
He needs to... start over. Yeah. Like right now they're probably like
But they're going to focus they're going to relaunch with Lobo.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Why do you keep saying that?
It's this fucking guy.
I don't know who that is.
Are you sure they're even going to roll it out? They may scrap it.
Yeah. He may scrap it tomorrow.
No, that's that I think James Gunn has teased Lobo as being one of his principal like projects.
Why would this be the centerpiece of the whole DCU going forward?
Because it's weird and it's dark and
if he goes that route, then
or maybe there's no immediate ties where he's just like it's fine, like do it and then we'll
then if he does that, it will be the same issue that they've been like dealing with the entire time.
But
for the last decade,
maybe he's coming in and he's like. His projects will remain in his universe, the new DCEU. Anything that he didn't touch will be scrapped and rethought. So, like, you know, he did the John Cena thing.
I don't know who
Justice
that is.
League.
Do you know who that is? Look at it.
Looks kind of like Morbius.
That's Lobo. He's got the weird white skin, weird face paint. That's the
it
guy.
It kind of looks like Momoa a little bit.
Yeah.
He could probably pull that off.
But also, it was James Gunn tweeting that and then Momoa like pouring gasoline on the fire saying that... like
that looks great, but he needs a protagonist to go up against. Who are they going to go against?
If you guys are the fucking litmus test, you didn't know who the fuck this was.
Exactly. And I don't know who this is.
If this is the first project they're going to relaunch with, like, what the fuck are they doing? Because it's not going to hit with anybody unless it turns out to be a fucking Oscar winner.
There's so much more. There's so much. Listening to this, I want to watch Batman right now. With Michael Keaton. I just want to watch that right now.
Music is so good.
It's the best.
Also, I think the Shazam movie might be in jeopardy as well.
Shazam!
That shit's done. Fuck. It's
Didn't they already roll out a trailer?
Yeah.
But the second one?
That's what I'm saying. Of the gods. They have movies that are done. They destroyed the Batgirl movie that starred Leslie Grace from In the Heights. That met an untimely demise. They finished the movie. They were going to release it on HBO Max, and they said, no, we're not. We're going to take the fucking tax hit and move on.
They're thinking of dropping the HBO, and they're just going to go with this.
Max?
Just Max.
This is a clusterfuck the likes of which we have never seen.
I don't know.
We've never seen anything this fucking convoluted and disastrous in terms of media.
Of the two parts, like, why not just keep HBO?
I don't know. They just want to drop
just be HBO.
But they're just going to be Max.
Why don't you just be the thing that everyone likes instead of just fiddle farting around with all these other fucking ideas?
Is there like Skinamax on HBO Max?
I wish.
Shit.
I really do. I discovered something recently. I think it's like comes. No, it was just like a preview that I have with like DirecTV streaming. They're
softcore.
Yeah, pretty much. they're previewing us. Did you know something called Sony Movies exists?
What is that?
I have no idea. I think it's probably like an old network that got bought by Sony. And they wound up just like running it as their own channel. So currently it's on. You have to have access to it.
Probably.
Because I know you have
DirecTV?
The DirecTV streaming.
Yeah, probably.
And all of a sudden I found myself watching like 80s softcore movies, like Hard Bodies 1 and 2.
Ooh, 1 and 2?
Yeah. They aired back to back. It was pretty wild. I was like, you can't get away with this on a streaming service. This is fucking wild. But evidently it's just a free preview. So there it was. It's crazy. The streaming game is nuts, and nobody knows what the fuck to do because nobody really went into this with like a game plan. They're just fucking. They're feeling their way through. Disney's feeling their way through, and that's why they're about to ruin everything by increasing the prices by $3 a month.
Isn't the thing like I think the bit is if to try to get in front of it, you buy the yearly subscription.
I think that ship has already sailed.
Yeah, it's already sailed.
Yeah, I'm not going to save that $30. But you know, it's an option. Everyone is flailing right now. Even Netflix was flailing for a few minutes as far as how to address the streaming wars. If I have to just have a max subscription, like that could potentially be the first on the chopping block because we've talked about it. The quality and like the options on HBO Max has started to take a dip, or it has taken a dip.
It's seasonal. You know? You go there for certain shows, and after the shows are gone, then you're like, now what?
When the fuck is Winning Time season 2? Like, what the fuck am I still sitting around waiting for?
I gotta watch Winning Time season 1.
Motherfucker.
I did watch No Time to Die.
On Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
No. How about the HBO?
What?
You don't have HBO Max?
Yeah, I have HBO Max. Oh.
What do you watch on there?
Nothing. I barely open the app. I barely open that app.
You know, Bullet Train is on Netflix now?
Yeah, I tried to watch that.
I started it.
I started it. The same thing. I started it and I was like, this doesn't grab me.
I wanted to go watch that movie in theaters.
Yeah, I wanted to. Because
the premise was so good.
Yeah. I didn't know it released so quickly. I was like, it's already on Netflix?
And then you turn around, you think you should release right away too.
But it wasn't. I was just like, yo, this isn't that good.
No.
I'll probably like halfway through.
I'll come back around to it.
Yeah, I'll finish it. But I was just like, no. What I did was to get up to No Time to Die, I started watching all the Daniel Craig's James Bond movies. Like back to back to back. I was just like, okay, this kind of works.
That's a good Saturday, let me tell you.
I was like, it kind of worked.
You could have been doing yoga, but instead you did something better.
because it was like Casino Royale and then like...
The best.
Oh
my God.
Quantum of Solace.
Quantum of Solace.
Which is set like an hour after like Casino Royale and then...
With the hottest like Russian woman I've ever seen in my life.
And then Skyfall and then No Time to Die. So I was like...
You missed Spectre in there.
Oh, did I miss?
Right after shit. Skyfall. Did you not watch Spectre?
No, I didn't. I totally like skipped over it.
Like, who's this hot blue-eyed blonde woman? Oh, fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Fuck it. That is cool that they made the sequel like an hour after.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Too bad that movie's an abortion. My God.
It wasn't as bad as people said it was. but it wasn't as good as Casino Royale. Just in terms of Casino Royale was so good, and then you go to Quantum of Solace. I'm like, why? Why did they make these choices? I was like, fuck, they just rushed everything. I think it was just more of like a rush job. But
she drowned because her pores were covered with oil.
Correct. It's like, fuck.
She's really attractive, but she's dead now.
I mean, Vesper was the string throughout the entire goddamn movie.
God.
Series.
Do you know how long I drank Vesper martinis because of Vesper Lind? Are you kidding? Oh, my God.
It's the best.
I researched recipes.
So this is how you spend your Saturday?
I spend my nights doing that. I just
he could
watch.
Give a fuck if you're in Down Dog. He just wants to watch.
Yeah, I just watch Craig. Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig coming out of the water. The dude is fucking yoked, man.
Like, man, when is Glass Onion hitting Netflix?
I know
bro?
That's I was like, I'm like prepping myself for Glass Onion.
Stretching.
Yeah.
Rectally.
Yeah.
it's a good time.
Let's get out of this.
We got to get the fuck out of here. Honestly, nobody watched this. Nobody listened to this. It's fine. I don't care. I'm just glad to have been with you guys this entire time. And Phil came back. God damn it.
It's because I started talking about Daniel Craig. Like, ooh. What I do need to do is go back to like watching the other 007 movies, the James Bond movies, and then I'll feel better about myself.
It's all on Prime.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I mean, I'll do that.
Ava Green is a blessing. That's all I have to say. And she was so good they can only afford to keep her in one film.
Yes.
So like, we got to kill this bitch immediately.
Yeah.
God. All good, Phil. All good. Thank you for chiming in where you were needed, which is right when Jack starts talking about No Time to Die. So
No Time to Die, and then I skipped over Spectre.
Just had no fucking file.
I had no file. I'm just like, why do they keep talking about Spectre? There's No Time to Die. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
You have, where did this girl come from?
Yeah.
Who had another girl who kind of looks like James Bond. Oh, wait, that's his daughter. What the fuck?
Yeah. She's a fucking smoke show, though.
Leah Seydoux.
She was a smoke show in there.
She is tremendous. Look, if you're going to like fucking bookend that franchise.
That's where it was. I was like, oh, she looks great.
Beautiful European woman.
Yeah.
Ava Green and Leah Seydoux.
Yeah.
Like, fantastic.
Yeah. It's great.
Look, honestly, I don't know.
I really like Skyfall. I will say that. Skyfall was really good.
Ice hates this conversation. but Jack loves Skyfall.
I really enjoyed Skyfall. Because Quantum of Solace was not as good as Casino Royale. And so that was like the pick-me-up for that.
Do you know who directed Skyfall?
No, I don't remember.
A director by the name of Sam Mendes.
Ooh, really?
Okay. Yes, a little cachet. Did a few movies you might have known. Road to Perdition.
I watched that. That was really good.
Yes, so there's that.
You didn't see it.
No.
Starring Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
No.
I'm just here to fuck with ice. It's all good. But hey, if we can end every show talking about fucking James Bond, Daniel Craig is James Blonde. I'll say that. That should have been his fucking name. But if we can end every show on that note, I will die a happy man. But yeah. We should get out of here so Ice can die a happy man. But appreciate you guys checking out.
It's midnight.
Holy shit. Fucking
it
balls.
Is midnight.
What a time.
Let's eat some chicken.
We should definitely eat some Jollibee. But for not showing up on the chat tonight. What the fuck, man?
He didn't show up at all.
What the hell, man?
I don't know, man. Maybe
another birthday. Ooh. Birthdays every week. Fuck it. End of the show. All right. Well, thank you guys for checking out the program. It's been a long one, but it was a good one, I thought. But until next week, I won't be here.
Oh, he won't be here next week.
Shit. No. We got to cut the show in half.
What are we doing?
Oh, fuck.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. But
we'll figure it out over chicken.
Until we see you guys next, I say adieu. And Jack, take us home.
Up here, I'm already gone.